More than 5,000 Coloradans are no longer registered to vote. They self-selected to unenroll prior to their information being sent to the Trump administration on July 31st. In late June, a Trump administration request for election records caused backlash across the country and resulted in multiple lawsuits. Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams announced that he would be turning over the publicly available data that he had. Coloradans' names, addresses, party affiliation, and which elections individuals had participated in. Since his announcement, 5,300 voters canceled their registration, meaning they can no longer vote in Colorado elections unless they re-register. Only 600 of those were registered Republicans. Another 250 asked for confidential voter status. That allows them to stay enrolled but not have their data shared. 18 of those were Republicans. Throughout Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties, nearly 100 voters withdrew their enrollment and 60 requested confidential status. Voters do not have to say why they are removing themselves from the rolls, so election officials can't say definitively that it was the investigation that motivated them. Pitkin County Clerk Janice Voss Cottle says she hopes those who made that choice will re-enroll before this fall's election.
I'm saddened that people, it's like self-voter suppression.
Williams was one of the only Secretary of States in the country who was willing to turn over the election data when first asked by the commission. He now has a political challenger for his seat in 2018, Democrat Jenna Griswold. The former chief of staff for Governor John Hickenlooper's D.C. office is troubled by the number of people who have unenrolled and is worried that the commission will use the data to restrict voter participation.
But they're really on a witch hunt for non-existent voter fraud. And there is a serious concern that we'll be facing attempts to roll back our voting rights. So yes, absolutely. This has definitely galvanized me in jumping into the race.
Along with overseeing elections, the Secretary of State is responsible for campaign finance regulations and business licenses. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.